Hello, my friends. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn with the Pirkei Avos podcast. Before we begin this episode, I just want to offer my apologies. Usually, I like to give the episodes with the highest audio quality, but due to technical difficulties, this week's episode is not up to the standards of usual. So I hope you could push through it, still enjoy it. It's great content, and God willing, next week we'll be back to normal. Enjoy!
Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Pirkei Avos podcast. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn. I hope you are well. And for this week, we're continuing with Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah Number 1. Mishnah starts. Akavya b'mahalel, Oymer, Akavya b'mahalel says, Histakel b'shloish dvarim, look at three things. And you will not come to doing an avera, sin. Number one, da me'ayin basa. Know where you come from. Ula'an ata helich. And where you're going. Ulefne mi'ata ase litain din ve'cheshbin. And know before whom you will have to give a justification and reckoning. That's part one of the Mishnah. You have these three points of Akavya b'mahalala. Part two. Now, the Mishnah is going to be focusing on these three points that we just discussed. Number one, me'ayin basa. From where do we come from? Where do you come from? Mitipa srucha. From a putrid drop. V'la'anat ha'ilich. And where are you going? To a place of dust, worms, maggots. And before whom will you give justification and reckoning? Before the king who reigns over kings, the Holy One, blessed is he. So the first thought when you read this Mishnah seems a little bit strong, maybe. A little bit scary. But really, the Mishnah is a very positive lesson and beautiful thought we could take out of it that is very empowering for us to live our lives. It's not necessarily something which is meant to frighten us, but rather to empower us, to give us the encouragement and the motivation to be the best we could be. So the first part of the Mishnah says as follows. We said, it says, "Stakel b'shloshet dvarim ve'ein ata bo lidei aveira." Look at these three things, and you'll not come to sin. Now, the first thing it's important to take note of is that the Mishnah's author is Akavya ben Mahalalel. And that was his name. He lived during the time of the Second Temple era. And it's brought down, I mean, there's different stories about his greatness. And his stature was so great that he didn't even need any titles. He was so great. It was sort of like it lessened him if you would call him Rabbi Akiva ben Mahalalel. He was so great, he just referred to as Akavya ben Mahalalel. And the time that he lived in was a time of great prosperity and wealth for the Jewish people. And we know that it's important, you know, even though it seems that he's being a little bit more strong, Akavya Mahalalel, the fact that he lived in a time of prosperity cues us into the message that he had to say to his generation. We know that Rabbi lived, you know, in Mishnah chapter 2, Mishnah 1, he also lived during the times of the temple. Actually, he more precisely lived after the destruction of the temple. His messages were a little bit different. But Akavya ben Mahalalel, who was dealing with a generation who had everything they needed, had this financial success, he had to come off across a little bit stronger, a little bit of keeping that focus of the people on what truly mattered. Because when we have everything we need, we have all our financial, you know, aspects and all the different challenges are taken care of for us. We live in this time of plenty. So then we're more at risk for, you know, becoming conceited, becoming arrogant. Therefore, it's important for us to keep the focus even more during these times when everything is going right, because that's when a person is most at risk of rebelling against God, God forbid. And this is opposed to the time of Rebbe, where the people were more downtrodden. The temple was destroyed. They didn't feel that sense of empowerment, or the sense of, that we have everything going for us, because they saw clearly that it wasn't like that. Therefore, the messages of Rebbe were more tailored to that generation, more messages of hope, of overcoming, and that was the time of Rebbe. But for Akavi Mahalal, he's more focused on the keeping the focus of the people on the mission they need to accomplish. And really, as I mentioned before, the 3 points which Akavi Mahalal mentions to us can be taken in a positive tone if we desire so. The Mishnah says, Avera. Right? Look at these three things and you will not come to sin. Right? Number one was know where you come from, where you're going, and who you're going to have to give a reckoning to. So the first line over here is that staka b'shlosh dvarim ein ata bo lidei avera. How does a person come to sin? A person comes to sin when they have this. If you look at the first line of the Mishnah, it's a way that we can keep a proper perspective to keep us away from sinning, to keep a healthy attitude, to help us remove many of the root causes of sin from our lives. And the Mishnah teaches us how to counteract the sources of negativity, which ultimately cause us to transgress and make those mistakes. The first one is follows. Me'ayin basa. From where do we come from? Right? Remembering our beginnings. Remembering who we're from. Remembering our noble beginnings, our noble past, that we are descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Now, if a person knows where he comes from, he knows who he is, so then he's much less likely to fall. On a side note, there was actually a study done that this researcher, I believe at the University of North Carolina, he looked at different kids. And he saw something very interesting, that the kids who had a strong family identity and knew their family history were much more likely to overcome adversity when faced with it. Meaning the parents who told their children about the stories about their grandpappy and their moms and the dads and the grandparents and the challenges that they faced and they overcame, those children were much more likely than children who didn't have that family identity to overcome different challenges that they faced in their lives. And really, I feel like this study really just, we see it in our Mishnah. We don't need to study. The Mishnah tells us this point. When we know where we come from, when we know who we are, so then we're not going to let ourselves, fall for something silly, for something small. Because in the grand scheme of things, the sin that we want to commit, it's really something small in the longer term. It just is something we want right now. But if we know we have this, we know who we're from, so we say, this is not worth it for me. I don't do this. I'm a prince. I'm a son of a prince. I'm a princess. Right? I don't degrade myself to do these things. So you'll have that perspective, and therefore you won't come to making a mistake. That's point number one. So knowing where you come from, having that sense of pride, having that sense of belief, having that sense of confidence will give a person the ability to overcome challenge and not fall into the tendency of sinning. Because one of the root causes of averos, of sins, is a person doesn't feel good about themselves, and they think that doing this avera, doing this sin, is gonna make them feel better. It's gonna, make them feel good about themselves. But if a person feels good about themselves already, there's no reason to do that avera, because they already feel good. I know who I am. I don't need this artificial stimulant, right? Think about it. Drugs. Why do people do drugs. I mean, there's many different reasons, I'm sure. There's addiction is a whole science, and there's much psychology behind it. But a lot of times, why do people start on drugs? It's because they want to get a certain feeling. They want to get that certain high. And if a person already feels good, they make themselves feel good. You don't need that artificial stimulant to make you feel good when you already feel good because you know who you are. And really, in life, I feel like so many of the problems we face in life, if we would just have self-confidence and we would know who we are, we wouldn't fall prey to most of the issues that we have. Meaning, feeling good about oneself and having the correct outlook on who you are is key to overcoming challenges. And this is the first teaching of Akavya ben Mahalalel. Number two. So that's a positive injunction. It's a positive idea that Akavya ben Mahalalel is giving us when it comes to staying away from Averos, staying away from sins. Number two. Ula'an atahole. Know where you're going. When we have a goal for ourselves, when we know what we're trying to achieve, what we want, so then these distractions, the shiny objects, which look good to the eye, aren't as tempting as they seem. Because you ask yourself, do I really want to stop now on my trip? I'm on the road now. I have a destination I want to get to. Do I want to stop on the side of the road to look at the shiny Porsche or the shiny Lamborghini? Or no, I have somewhere to get to, and I'm going to focus on the goal of getting to my destination. Right? But if a person's just driving around, joyriding, so then, oh, that has nowhere to go, nothing to do. So then the Lamborghini, the Ferrari, the Porsche, the shiny car on the side of the road looks much more enticing to pull over at the car dealership and start browsing through the different cars, to take another stop over here, another detour, because you're not going anywhere. You're just joyriding. Maybe you're riding in circles even. Maybe you're going backwards, right? You're not heading in a direction. But when a person is going on a path and they're going somewhere, the distractions are much less. And I can say this for myself. When I know I have to get certain things done, I get less distracted. I'm able to do it much more efficiently, much better, as opposed to a day where I have, nothing specific I need to get done. Or, maybe there's some light different things I could do at a later date, but there's nothing for right now. So then I get more distracted. I'll look at this, I'll look at that, I'll stop to speak to this guy, right? We all can relate to this. When we have a mission, when we have a goal, when we have a place we want to get to, we're much less likely to be distracted and been taken off the path that we want to go and where we want to get to. So when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to our life, our spiritual life, our connection to Hashem, we have to remember where we're going. What are we doing in this world? What's our goals here? What are we trying to achieve? Right? These are questions which we have to ask ourselves and constantly re-ask ourselves. Because when we ask ourselves these questions and we have that goal in mind of what we're trying to do to get close to Hashem, to follow the Torah, to do mitzvot, to learn Torah. So now, when Mr. Yetzer Hara, Mr. Evil Inclination, comes along and tries to pull us, our attention away, to pull us off the path, it's not so easy. It's not so easy. It's much harder. I'm not going to say it's impossible to not sin, but it's much harder. So this is the second tip of Akavya ben Mahalalel when it comes to staying away from sinning. That's a positive message number two. Number three, lifnei mi ata asid litein din v'chashbon. And to whom we're going to have to give a justification and reckoning to after we come upstairs. It's referring to each and every one of us. That after 120 years, we're going to come to Shemayim, and we're going to have to give judgment on all the things that we've done and we haven't done. Now, although at first glance this might seem a little scary, and there's certain parts of it is definitely scary to it and serious, but at the same time, it's the positive message that Kavya Ben Mahalalel is giving in this part of the Mishnah is that God entrusted to us our neshama. He gave it to us in pristine condition. And he puts us in this world with a mission and with tools to get through the challenges of life. And it's our job to return that neshama in its most pristine form. Like when you rent a car, and I myself like this, no one wants to get charged the cleanup fee for renting the car. So before you give the car back, right, whenever you drive it, you make sure you don't scratch it, you don't bump anybody. You're extra careful when you park it. You triple check your pockets before you lock the door because you don't want to lock your keys in the car and get charged $300 to make a new copy of the keys. You're always checking your pocket to make sure you have the copy of the keys, right? And then when you return it, you'll clean up the garbage because you don't want to get charged for that cleaning fee, right? You want to give the car back in the same way you got it, right? You don't want to. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not a scary thing. And similarly, when it comes to our neshama, God has given us this neshama, very lofty neshama. He gave it to us without any blemishes on it, clean. And he puts us in this world where there's a lot of things that can dirty the neshama and a lot of things that can, make it clogged up. And it's our job to do the best we can to give it back in its same form. And that's what we have to do in this life. So we remember that when it comes to, when it comes to averos, when it comes to sins, if we keep in mind the fact that we have this lofty neshama, that we need to, it comes from a very high place, the neshama. The soul comes from God, blew the soul into Adam HaRishon, to Adam. It's a piece of God is in us. And we remember that we're come from such a high place, from such a lofty place. And we're going to have to give the neshama back in its lofty form as much as possible. So then why would we want to ruin the godliness within us by doing something wrong, which blackens our neshama, which puts soot on it, which brings it down, which makes it clogged up? We don't want to do that. We want to give it back the right way that we got it. And that's the third message of Akavi Ben Mahalalel, a very positive thought which keeps us away from sinning. Now, I did see in the commentary that the same message of Akavi Ben Mahalalel, which we just expressed, these three things, you could either interpret it in a positive way, but if someone doesn't get that message, so it could be in a more of a harsher and more direct message as well. And that's what the second part of the Mishnah is as well. So the second part of the Mishnah says, Me'ayim basav, where do you come from? Mitipas ruchas. It's sort of like this is the second way of the Mishnah is that if a person doesn't maybe understand the responsibility and the specialness of the job that he or she has, it's almost as if the Mishnah is taking the same teachings, or Akavi Ben Mahalalel is taking the same teachings and maybe giving like a shock treatment to the person. Because if we're not going to realize the specialness, we have to at least know then there's other realities that could be true as well. Me'ayin basa, mitibas rucha, that a person, don't be arrogant. Don't think you're better than anyone else. We all come from the same source. We all come from a drop. How can we think we're so great? We come from nothingness, right? V'la'an ata holich. And where are we going? L'makam afa v'rima v'te'ela. We're going to be after 120, after a long life. Again, this is the shock treatment that if we think too much of ourselves, if we think we're invincible, all human beings have the same end. We have the same end. And, obviously the Mishnah speaks it out for us. But the point is, if we don't recognize the goal, and so then it comes to the other way of saying the same message, that if we're arrogant and we think we're better than we think we're invincible and nothing can stop us, we don't have that humility. Think again. Everyone ends up in the same place. To whom are we going to have to give a judgment before God? That if we don't take upon us this responsibility to return the neshama in its proper way, and we don't heed that positive message that we said, so then the message is more, again, is more of a powerful message as well. If we don't get it, that God knows all our actions, and we're going to have to answer for everything that we have done and not done. So the mission has two parts to it, because there is two aspects of relationship with Hashem. You know, there's the loving aspect, and there's mercy and justice. But the point is that it's incumbent upon us to hopefully take the positive, the same message of Akavim Mahalo. And there's two ways of learning the same message, the same three things, how they can keep us away from sin. We have the ability to focus on the positive, to use these three ideas in a very positive way, in a very empowering way, to keep us away from averos, to keep us on the proper path, and to help us be the most we can be. But if, God forbid, we don't internalize these positive messages, we don't take it to heart, so then the Kavya of Mahalalel is teaching us, he's telling us, no, don't. If you're going to miss the message, I'm going to tell it to you very, very straight, in a way that you're for sure going to understand. And he tells us the mission of that. Don't be arrogant, because if we're not understanding the messages of the Mishnah, maybe it's from arrogance. And it's a recognition, the same teaching that he's teaching us in the first part of the Mishnah, that if we have that arrogance and we're not focusing on what we're supposed to focus on, so then the same message could be a reminder to us of who we really are, that we're not so great. We're not so great, and we have the same end. So just to conclude this idea of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is a very powerful Mishnah. That these three traits, these three character traits, or three things that a person can focus on, which can keep them away from sin. Either we can focus on them in this positive way, which maybe takes it's a certain focus, it's a certain cognizance, it's a certain, keeping our mind on focus on our goals, where we come from, who we are. Our neshama, where it comes from, that we have to give it back. Or if we don't, it's also a reminder for us that where we come from as well. And God willing, we should be able to focus on the positive encouragement, empowering part of the Mishnah. I mean, the whole Mishnah is empowering, but we should be able to use the Mishnah that we shouldn't have to come on to the second part in a way that's very direct and very straightforward, but rather we should come onto this Mishnah with the empowering part, the first way of understanding it, where it's us realizing ourselves, what we can be, where we're going, where we're coming from, and who we're going to have to give a judgment in front of. So with that, I'm going to finish with today's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or like to reach out, please feel free to reach out to me at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, KOHN@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.